what they had in a blacksmith shop, you see, it's got webs on it, it's been just laid away. Mm-hmm. Now that's the kind of tools, you see, a hot, now that's made, that's homemade right there. Mm-hmm. He made that, mm-hmm. and you got a hot piece of iron here and the fire hit red hot, don't you see? Mm-hmm. You just reach in with that, lay it up here on the anvil and beat it out.
It's good to catch anything really.
Well, you take a red hot piece of steel or iron, you had. Mm-hmm. But now the shop was full of such as that, small ones. Mm-hmm. It had some big ones, you know.
Yeah.
And but they wasn't too awfully much to a blacksmith shop. Now they had them big hammers, small hammers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever weight hammer you needed. Mm-hmm.
Did he hold it like that?
Yeah.
Did he use it? I guess you could hold it like that.
Oh yeah. They would do, now they had some better than that. You see, he'd reach in there and get that. But he held that with one hand here on his anvil and that big, and it made a man out of it too.
Yeah.
As strong as you wanted, using that sledgehammer.
Yeah.
But see, you'd have to hold that. You'd see him turn it first one way and then the other. Well, if it got too cold, he'd stick it back and heat it again. Mm-hmm. And then he tempered that. He had bad water. Mm-hmm. Whenever he got it just like he wanted, the shape he wanted, he stuck it in that water. Mm-hmm. But see, whenever you could get it too hard where it would break.
Yeah.
You'd rather it would bend than to break, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But now to get it just right, with too much power on it, you want it to bend a little.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it'd take to make a basket like that.
I don't know. I have known how many men to make. Your biggest trouble.
Get out of woods.
The biggest trouble now mm-hmm. was getting your timber.
Yeah. Cause yeah, you have to know when to get it.
And the kind of stuff.
That's white oak. Mm-hmm. Now here's what I tell you about dressing. See them frazzes there? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's wood, mm-hmm. but it's frazzed. Now this was dressed. Now this preacher I was telling you about, of course, it cost you more. Mm-hmm. He dressed them down just as smooth mm-hmm. as you please. But then that don't help the last end of it.
Yeah.
It don't help the good part, the strength. Mm-hmm. It's just like a pretty automobile and a mm-hmm. dressed up automobile. Mm-hmm. One with chrome all over it, you know, it makes it pretty, but it's got the same motor and everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it probably wouldn't do any good to put varnish on this because it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's lasting fine. It's broken right there, but it's worn out.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you now what done that. Backed over mm-hmm. the truck.
You have to expect it's going to break when you back over it with the truck.
Well, I had to pull it back straight. Uh-huh. I cut a tree down on one time, that's just flat. Uh-huh. And I just put my foot in the bottom of it and I pull that thing up. It cracked a few uh-huh. of the... Mm-hmm.
Around the edge.
But now we've done left all this now, don't you see?
Yeah.
But that's the reason I went and got it. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what you was looking for, the old, mm-hmm. old stuff.
Would men or women be more likely to make baskets?
Mostly men, but these girls, as I tell you about this old man mm-hmm. that had the blacksmith shop, mm-hmm. his girls could make anything. Sometimes they'd make sewing baskets. You know how they used to take the needle and sew. Mm-hmm. Make a little basket no bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Put the prettiest handle on it, and the boys, they done it nice. Yes. You'd have had a factory business. Uh-huh. You'd have thought it was factory made.
Uh-huh. I've seen one like that. It was made by an Indian.